Welcome back. I'm Tyler Hopkinson, and this is your 1:30 News Update. U.S. President Donald Trump is comparing Barack Obama's health care law to his popularity. He said of Obama that, quote, when he left, people liked him. When he was here, people didn't like him so much, saying that is, quote, human nature. Trump said this at a White House listening session while speaking to people affected by the health law. According to Gallup, Obama's approval ratings actually rose at the tail end of his presidency, from below 50% to nearly 60%, while Trump's ratings have fluctuated between 40 and 45% since he took the Oval Office. In another Trump story, the president has predicted that health insurance rates will go, quote, down, 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 if the House GOP health care bill is passed by Congress. Trump is meeting with several people who have been affected by the Obama administration's health care law. The House Republicans are currently trying to dismantle Obama's law, but it has created opposition within other members of the GOP. Trump has said that regardless of activity from the party, quote, it's going to blow itself off the map. Explosive experts are beginning to defuse 10 metric tons of World War II-era ammunition that was discovered underneath an apartment building's yard in Munich. According to German authorities, the operation will take almost 2 months to complete, and nearby residents will be forced to stay away from the site during working hours over this period. The ammunition, which includes grenades, were laying underground from the dumping period, which occurred after the end of the war in 1945. Munitions from the war are regularly found across the country. Several United States airlines canceled about 4,000 flights for Monday and Tuesday in response to the expected late winter storm that is hitting the Northeast. According to flight tracking service FlightAware.com, more than 1,100 Monday flights and 2,800 Tuesday flights have been canceled. The majority of the affected flights for Monday are from Chicago, while the area from Washington to Boston, as well as New York City, took the biggest hit for Tuesday. Major airlines are waiving ticket change fees, which range up to $200 for travelers who wish to revise their travel plans. One of the high-profile senators appointed by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is joining after an ever-increasing group of senators calling on Don Meredith to resign from his position on the upper chamber over his sexual relationship with a 16-year-old. Andre Pratt wrote in a letter sent to Meredith on Sunday saying that Meredith would be forgiven if he admits to his mistakes, but not render him able to serve in the Senate. He urges Meredith to resign so that the reputation of the Senate does not suffer more than it already has. Officials from the Treasury Board will release details today about an online vulnerability that forced a shutdown of several federal services over the weekend, including the Canada Revenue Agency's electronic tax filing. As of late Saturday, the tax agency reported that the system was fixed and brought the systems back online. They have said that the action was not the result of a hack or a breach and added that no personal information or data was compromised. Stay tuned to our last flash at 3:30.